With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Luxton. Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. This year, the Global Day of Environmental Action is set against a global pandemic. KEZU's Erica Mahoney talked to some people monitoring the effects of the coronavirus on different parts of our local environment, and they had some advice.
On many levels, the coronavirus highlights what's at stake for the planet. For one, the air has cleared up.
It just doesn't take much other than a look out the window to see how clear it is.
Richard Stedman is executive director for the Monterey Bay Air Resources District, which monitors local air quality. He says it's probably some of the best in decades right now.
We're in some really interesting experiment right now where we could actually take a step back in time and see what it was like without the cars on the road.
Stedman says transportation accounts for over 70% of the air pollution locally. So now that we can see how clear the air can be, he wants people to really think about traffic this Earth Day. If your car is gas-powered, take fewer trips. Carpool. Better yet, consider going to an electric vehicle. People won't be staying at home forever, so there needs to be a plan.
If we could switch over to electric vehicles, and that's the plan in California and certain air districts, if we could do that, we're going to really see a marked improvement in air quality.
Stedman says clean air is often taken for granted, yet it affects public health and quality of life.
That's a really big thing. If you can look out and see the ocean or the mountains, that's really hard to put a price tag on.
While shelter-in-place orders have benefited the air, they have posed problems for wastewater systems. Turns out all those antibacterial wipes we're using, the ones that claim to be flushable, they're not. Ann Hogan is the wastewater system manager for the city of Santa Cruz. She says it's a big issue here and nationwide.
They do not dissolve the way that toilet paper does, and they do clog pipes.
Problems have also been piling up in waste management. All that panic buying and food storage could result in more food waste. Patrick Matthews says people should be smarter shoppers.
Make sure you're not overbuying or buying things that have a short shelf life that you can't completely eat up.
Matthews is the general manager of Salinas Valley Recycles. He says food waste already makes up almost 30% of the material that's buried in their landfill. Statewide, food waste represents about 18% of what goes to landfills, according to CalRecycle. Matthews says choices at the store matter. And then there's the plastic.
So think about the packaging side of what you're buying. You know, instead of buying a single cup of yogurt, buy the quart tub. The waste side of that is a lot less.
Another issue, quarantine projects. People are cleaning out their closets and then breaking the stay-at-home rules to drop stuff off at the landfill.
The common response we're getting is, hey, we're just going stir-crazy. We need something to do.
Matthews wishes they'd wait.
And so not everybody's happy about it. We can't police it. We're just trying to encourage people to follow the quarantine rules.
So even this Earth Day, for the first time in its 50 years, the Day of Environmental Action is online. At earthday.org, you can find virtual protests, online teach-ins, and citizen science homework. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.